107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. We have got a very special event that is happening Saturday, and more events, in fact, happening through the summer. Joining us in the studio from the Stratford and District Horticultural Society, it's a pleasure to be chatting with Maureen Coxedge. Maureen, it's so wonderful to see you. Thanks for dropping by.
Anytime.
All right, Maureen, we've got a big event with Stratford and District Horticultural Society happening Saturday. Maureen, what's going on?
Well, Saturday is our annual plant sale that we used to hold every spring until COVID happened, and we're really excited. Our members have been growing plants now for 3 years without a big outlet to get rid of them. So you can be assured that the plants that are there, many of them will be perennials. They will be locally grown, so they're safe for this zone. And we will also be bringing in some specialty herbs. Things that are hard to find, like tarragon and hardy lavender and hardy rosemary. We also have some leftovers from the relief project that Master Gardeners had. Our society has committed to planting 250 trees of their 2022.
Right.
And I have about 10 of those native species left. So they'll be available at the sale.
Oh, that is wonderful. And we should remind folks where the sale is happening. This is quite the location.
Okay, so this Saturday, starting at 9, the local has been kind enough to offer us their room. So our plants will be there indoors. People will have to go in through the greenhouse and come out the exit on a one-way street, hopefully. And we're hoping that people will, we're requesting that people will wear masks to protect our volunteers. But the city doesn't really know that we care for a lot of the Stratford public gardens.
Mm-hmm.
So the monies that are raised from this pretty well get plowed back into the 12 gardens that we maintain, our volunteers maintain in the city. And also, people don't know that we have an audio guide to our Stratford gardens.
Okay, no, I did not know that.
Destination Stratford, Destination Animation, was kind enough to do the audio for us. It's a website that we provided with the help of University of Waterloo, and it's stratfordgardens.com. So you get maps of how to walk through the gardens, a little history of the garden, plus the audio guide.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
There you go. Plant sale is set for this Saturday. It's 9 till noon at the local, located at 612 Erie Street with Stratford and District Horticultural Society. A great variety available. And we should mention folks should bring cash for something like this.
Folks should bring cash. And they're also, if they want to get a membership to the society, we'll be able to sell memberships. I urge people on their way to or from the plant sale, drive by the iris garden on McLachlan Drive. The irises are in full bloom, and that's a garden that our volunteers maintain.
This is perfect timing, especially now after the long weekend, so we can now safely plant, right, Maureen?
Yep. Yep, I'll be sending some basil and tomatoes to the sale, maybe some cukes, so that people can get them into the ground now. Looks like it's the last of the cold, cold nights.
I think so. I think we're getting into the safe spot, if you will. And can we do just a quick shout-out? Of course, we'll talk about it once we get closer to the event, but you've got the big garden tour that's happening Sunday, July 3rd, so this is exciting, too.
Yes, first time in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the rest of Stratford, but I didn't like seeing those black blankets on a lot of the public gardens that the city plants. So it was the same kind of black blanket over our garden tour.
Yeah, exactly.
So finally, after 3 years, in person, you can go. Eight private gardens that normally people don't see,
mm-hmm.
But this is open to the public, and tickets are going to be on sale starting this Monday night at our horticultural meeting at the Army Navy. They'll be available at City Hall on July 3rd, and some of the local nurseries have tickets. I think Sebringville, Clomps, and Cozines all would have tickets for sale garden tour.
You got it. So they'll be available at Cozines Garden Gallery and Sebringville Garden Center, or the day of the event, they'll be available at City Hall, Cozines, and Sebringville Garden Center. There you go. So again, we look forward to that Sunday, July 3rd, the garden tour with Stratford and District Horticultural Society. And yes, the plant sale is this Saturday, 9 a.m. till noon at the local out on Erie Street. And Maureen, if folks want to get in touch, They can get details at the plan sale, but if they want to reach out about the Stratford In-District Horticultural Society, great Facebook page. What's the best way?
Best way is to email sdhs1878@outlook.com. And that 1878 is because we're 144 years old.
There you go. And still going strong for sure. And such a wonderful part of our community to do so much with the volunteers. Stratford In-District Horticultural Society. Maureen Coxedge. Maureen, thank you so much. And we'll see you at the plant sale.
Indoors, in person.